He wasn't such a man at all. He had a dreadful thorn in the flesh, and he gave it to Christ and reckoned it Christ's problem and walked away from there and said, I shall stand in the grace of Almighty God and do what is right and act like this thing isn't there. I shall act like my green car is really blue. I shall act like my motorcycle's really got three wheels. I shall be living as a man who believes in the efficacious power of the blood of Jesus Christ and not as a man who is undone. That's the same guy who could look at those beatings and say, man, you know, I'm such a blessed guy. You could look at those evictions. I'm such a blessed guy. Look at that poverty. I'm such a blessed guy. Working day and night. I'm such a blessed guy. You know why? Because of the revelations. His priority was right. You live by information or revelation. You live by information or revelation. And if you live by information, you'll be smart and dead right. And if you live by revelation, you'll be spiritual and on the money and flowing with the Holy Ghost. That's the bottom line. Choices all day long. On purpose, Paul every day had to say to his thorn in the flesh, prick somebody else. You're not pricking me today. You're not going to get me to be stubborn today. You're not going to get me to be hard and cruel today. You're not going to get me to be stupid today. You're not going to get me to be stingy today. You're not going to get me to be a miser today. You're not going to... I will not! You know, folks, what happened to presenting your body a living sacrifice? What happened to the reasonable service? You know, for some of you, it's never been reasonable. It has been completely unreasonable to present yourself a living sacrifice. When are we going to get back to this thing about, you know, I've been living for myself. I know I've been saying, and I know I understand the right thing, but I've been living for me. When are we going to wake up and say, this isn't life. I'm a liar. I'll tell you another thing. He was committed to his heavenly vision. Now, look, I've had heavenly visions. You know I have. I've talked to you about it. I've fallen on my face before Jesus and seen it from the knee down. I know I have. I've often thought about that. It was about how long ago was that, Grace? You were there. I jumped up and told them. I said, ah! 18 years ago. And you know, there have been a few times I've said, maybe I was mad, but I can't. I know better. It happened. The fact of the matter is, imagine being true to that all your life. You know, Paul said in Acts chapter 20, verses 22 through 27, he said, you know, none of these things move me, neither count I my life dear to myself. I'm not going to be impressed with anything. I'm going to be faithful to my heavenly vision. Are you faithful to your heavenly vision? Or does it take someone to prop you up, pick you up, and help you out? What are you faithful to? Are you now, there's the $10 question right there. What are you faithful to? Huh? You'd be amazed how many people are just faithful to selfishness. Or faithful to sexuality. Or faithful to criticism. How many of you can honestly say, and I don't want you to openly give me an answer, but how many of you have been faithful to the heavenly vision your father gave you? Yeah. Well, I don't have a heavenly vision, then shame on you because you've had enough opportunities. I know one thing, God won't give you a heavenly vision if you aren't going to have a heavenly attitude.
Right.
You can spend your life following man around, not get the vision. I've seen too many people in my life and ministry over the decades who followed me around and never picked up the vision from heaven and never got it in their hearts and turned their backs on it. I've seen too much. Please, you can't talk to me. I'm not a novice. I've seen too much. He was faithful to the end. 2 Timothy 4, 6 through 8 tells us. He finished his course. Well, you're here today. You're going to finish your course. You're going to be faithful to the end. We talk about the man himself, and he was quite a guy. He said, I finished my course. Well, you got here today. Here you are. Glory to God. There you are, right where you are, right now. Are you going to finish your course? Are you? Well, I've gone far enough. I'm just not going to take it anymore. Good. You aren't going to finish. Just that simple. It's not a deep issue here. We're not going to uncover some fantastic truth. You're just going to be a quitter, and you won't make it. Hey! If you get off the train, you're not going to get to the destination.
Right.
And I've been saying for 40 years, when you get off the train, buddy, you're going to have to get on where you got off.
That's right.
Too many people try to get off the train, and they try to jump tracks and get to a train going another direction and say, well, I'm on a train now. Honey, I didn't say get on a train. I'm talking about your heavenly vision, and I'm talking about the call of God on your life, and I'm talking about you being faithful to it, not for the week, not for Sunday, but to the end of the course till you get to Baltimore.
Right.
That's quite a thing. We're talking about a Paul, a very special and wonderful man.